What we want to talk about are some of the initiatives. They're basic and they're simple, but they're important to Pennsylvanians. To make certain that we ensure access and affordability of health care and access to health care. We want to make certain that we fund high quality education and various types of job training. It's important for us to work in our state workers and our Commonwealth workers as we move forward. We also want to make certain to work to push legislation that protects our environment and also certainly to address the violence in our community. It's one of those areas as well. It's also important to us that we create a fair tax system and a fair tax plan for Commonwealth residents to make certain that we're not overburdening our small businesses and our communities as well. And certainly we have to have a conversation about how we deal with the integrity of our elections and what steps we need to take along those lines. That's not exhaustive of what we'll talk about over the course of the year, what our goals are going to be, but it certainly gives everyone an understanding about the depth of some of the things that we need to speak about. In the area of healthcare, one of the areas that is important to us and our caucus and myself personally that I've been able to work on relates to the opioids and how we deal with the opioid crisis. As you know, we've done a number of things along those lines over the course of the past couple of years, working with our governor as well as our leadership in the House and the Senate to advance bills, important measures that we believe will have a significant and positive impact on reducing the number of opioid and heroin-related deaths. But more work needs to be done. One of the biggest areas that we need to do, in my opinion, and in the opinion I think of many of my members in our caucus, is we need to look to the pharmaceutical community to be part of the solution. Part of the solution that we have in place, an assessment that allows us to be able to look to them for some resources that provide the level of funding that we need to be able to grow our treatment centers and our facilities that are allowing folks to get individualized treatment. Coupled with that would be something which was an important conversation that we've had over the course of the past 6 months or so relates to mandatory treatment, whether or not that is an appropriate option as a solution to this crisis. Those conversations need to take place, and they've not taken place to the degree which I think are important enough. They've not taken place to the degree where we need to be along those lines. But for those are just two examples of some of the things that we think are appropriate to be discussed and we'll be pushing for as we go forward as an initiative under our healthcare heading. But so that's kind of the things that we're going to be looking at.